Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Sanhedrin 56. And today's Daf Yomi, on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara cites a brisa that states the commandments that a Noahide, Bnei Noach, are obligated to do. So the brisa begins Sheva Mitzvos Nitztavu Bnei Noach. The Noahides, anyone who is a descendant of Noach, meaning to say all people in the world other than the Jews, are obligated to do 7 commandments. And the Gemara later on is going to explain the sources for how we know these commandments. But here in this Brice, it lists the 7 commandments. And the first commandment is dinin, which means to set up a court system. And here there's a dispute between Maimonides and Nachmanides as to what it means. Maimonides, Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, chapter 9, understands this to be a requirement to set up judges in all places in order to enforce the other 6 of the Noahide commandments. Whereas Ramban understands it to be that they're obligated to set up, the judges are obligated to enforce any laws of monetary nature, meaning theft or somebody who owes somebody else money. The second commandment, the first one was the obligation to set up a court system. The second commandment is called Birkas Hashem, which literally translates as blessing God, but we know that this is a euphemism that means that the Noahides are not allowed to recite a curse of God, Rachman Alatzlan. The third commandment that they're required to do is Avodah Zarah. They're not allowed to worship idolatry. The fourth commandment is Giloy Arayos, which means that they're prohibited by having, according to Rashi, is that they're prohibited to have a relationship that is an erva, that is something that is sexually prohibited to them. And Rashi says all ervos are prohibited to them except for a na'ara amurasa, an engaged woman. An engaged woman does not fall within the prohibition. And Rashi's proof for this is the verse that it states about Avimelech. He says, how could you do this, that you've taken a woman and she is be'ulas ba'al, which means if she is married, which implies, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin later on, that if this is a person who is not fully married but just engaged, the prohibition would not apply. Then we come to the fifth commandment, and the fifth commandment that our mission, that our Brisa refers to, is Shfichus Damim. This is the commandment that you're not allowed to murder. And the sixth commandment is the commandment of Gazel, of theft, that the Noahides are prohibited to have theft, to steal from somebody. And the seventh commandment is Aver Minachai, that one is not allowed to rip off the limb of a living animal while it's alive in order to eat it. So then, after the Brisa cites these 7 commandments, the Brisa cites several authorities who add on other commandments. And there's a dispute whether or not they're replacing an earlier one or they're just adding on, and they have more than 7 commandments. So Rabbi Hanina ben Gamla says that this also refers to Af al Hadam Minachai, that a Noahide is not allowed to drink the blood of an animal that is taken while the animal is still alive. Rabbi Chitka says Af al Aserus, and the way this is understood by the commentaries is that this is it refers to the fact that a Noahide is not allowed to do an action that's going to cause man or animal not to be able to produce children. So this is called Sirus, and this is a prohibition on both an animal and a human being. Comes along the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Af al HaKishuf. Also, with respect to sorcery, there is a prohibition that relates to both, to all of the Noahides, that they're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yossi comes along and he says that this includes, this is an all-encompassing, there's not one specific type of sorcery that is prohibited, but it includes many different types. Comes along Rabbi Lazar and he says Af al Klayim, also on making a mixture of prohibited items. And the Gemara explains that, what does this refer to? This refers to whether or not you're going to mate animals that are prohibited to be mated, or also it refers to taking 2 trees and combining them when they're of a separate species. So this is the prohibition of kulayim, and that all of these prohibitions are included in the commandments of things that the Noahides are obligated to obey. One of the interesting questions is, was Adam required to observe the law of Aver Minachai? Was Adam not allowed to take a limb off of a living animal? Because when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, it's generally assumed that he couldn't eat meat. So why would there be a separate prohibition against ripping off the limb of a living animal when he wasn't allowed to eat meat in general? So indeed, the Rambam in Laws of Malachim, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, says that Adam HaRishon was only commanded on 6 of the Noahic commandments, and he was not indeed commanded on the 7th. And he says, Aver Menachai, that was only commanded to the sons of Noach, but not to Adam. He was not commanded about it at all. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that the thinking of the Rama must be that since Adam was not allowed to eat meat at all, like we're going to learn on Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amabes, therefore it's not appropriate to say that he's not allowed to eat Aver Menachai, because that would imply that it's just Aver Menachai that is prohibited, but all other meat would be permitted. So therefore, for sure, we have to say that Adam was not allowed to eat meat at all, and when the Noahides became permitted to eat meat, they were therefore commanded the prohibition of not taking Aver Menachai. But Adam was also certainly prohibited to eat meat, and for sure within that would come the prohibition of Aver Menachai. However, Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph and Tosfos on Nun Vav Amud Beis say something different. They say that actually Adam was prohibited specifically to eat Aver Menachai. And if that's the case, if we say that Adam was specifically prohibited to rip the limb off of a living animal, we must say that according to Tosos and Rashi, that when we say Adam was not allowed to eat meat, it means he wasn't allowed to kill an animal in order to eat it. But if he found an animal that was dead, lying there dead on its own, that would be permitted to him. And so therefore, he needed to be specifically prohibited against Aver Menachai, that even if the limb fell off on its own, it would be prohibited to eat it. And so we see from here, Adam was, according to Rashi and Tosos, Adam was not commanded to be a vegetarian. He was just commanded not to kill an animal in order to eat it.